He's at a stream.
Catfish is swimming in there, and he's trying to put his hand in there for you to say what to him.
Don't put your hand in there. He'll thin you.
Thin you?
Yeah, he has some sharp thin on the side of his head. He will thin you. You stick them long thin in you, and that wasn't a pin or something sticking in your hand, a nail or anything. They'll cut you. They're on the side of the head, real sharp, thin.
Do they hurt?
Sure it hurt. You let one get under your finger.
No, I don't think so. I think I just keep my fingers away from the cat.
You better be alive. He'll sure cut you. When I was a child, we mostly play Sally, little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer. And we'd have a raid, you know, we'd go out, Tixie the Tassie, and the one you drop this raid behind, then they had to pick it up and run and catch it.
Were you a pretty good runner?
Oh yeah, I was a good runner. And all around the maypole, that was our main game. Like five or six of us join hands and go round and round. And have one standing in the middle. That'd be our maypole. That was them popular games back then, those days.
Anything else that you play when it just begin dusk?
10, 10, double 10. We play hive. And we had 10, 10, double 10. And, you know, one round and hide. And whenever you hide him, he was out. Then he couldn't play no more if you find him.
He has a good sense of...
He had a good sense of line.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we say. He had a good sense of line. Describes him by telling jokes.
Yes,
describes him, he is a professional liar.
Oh, Mama.
Well, he sure could tell plenty of jokes. And you know they weren't true.
But you still laugh.
Yeah, there's something funny that makes you laugh. Yes.
How do you get in touch with her besides telephone?
I write her.